Hey everybody, let's take a look at Luke chapter 21 and finish out the chapter, starting in verse 29. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. And every day he was teaching in the temple. But at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. So again, Jesus is giving this teaching on the things that are soon to take place. One of the key ways or the key passages for understanding this section is when Jesus says all this will take place within this generation. Let's say that this was about 33 AD or 30 AD. Well, a biblical generation was about 40 years, and in 70 AD, that's precisely within that generation, the temple was destroyed. So let's look at these sections here and see what they say. First, Jesus gives a parable of a fig tree, but notice this is different than the other parables. Before, Jesus was looking for fruit on a fig tree out of season, and there was no fruit, and he cursed it. And that fig tree was a symbol of the temple and the fruit that was supposed to be born there. But here, the fig tree, he says, look at any tree. As soon as winter begins to be over and they green up, you know that summer's on its way or spring is on its way. He's just saying these are signs that are pretty easy for everyone to read. You read those signs, you know what's going on. Well, Jesus says, the signs I've given you, and in particular, the sign of the temple being destroyed, these are signs that the kingdom is coming, that the kingdom will be near you. Notice he says the kingdom of God is near. Remember, this has been the message that Jesus has preached throughout about the kingdom of God and how you need to repent and enter into the kingdom of God. So I would suggest that the sign that Jesus is speaking of is the destruction of the temple. Excuse me. And that when Jesus is raised from the dead, the destruction of the temple is the sign that he's been raised from the dead for the disciples. And of course, we know that in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is poured out. And Peter understands that the gift of the Holy Spirit is precisely a sign of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. So taken all together, the giving of the Spirit and the destruction of the temple are signs that Jesus has been raised from the dead and is exalted to the right hand of God. And it is by the Holy Spirit that we have access to the kingdom of God, to the present rule of God in all of our lives. So I think that's key to understand that Jesus is talking about something that was happening within a generation of when he was teaching. In the second section here, he challenges the disciples to be watchful. He says, take care of your own hearts or be alert and watch out to what you give your heart, your attention to. Of course, he warns against giving yourself to partying, right? Drunkenness and dissipation. But notice also he says, watch out for the cares of life. Now, if you'll remember in the parable of the sower, the cares of life, the worries and anxieties of life were one of the things that choked out the good news of the gospel. And so he's warning them to be very careful and to watch out for those things, because they can choke out our anticipation and our expectation of the day of the Lord. Now, remember, we've also said that the day of Jesus' coming, there's many comings. I believe 70 AD was one of those comings, where Jesus comes before the throne of God, and this judgment is allowed. But there's been, I think, many times in history where God has allowed, through his Son, judgment to come. Of course, there's a final judgment. But to his disciples, Jesus was speaking about them and their day. Watch out. Stay alert. Don't get so caught up in worry that you're not entering the kingdom and seeking first the kingdom, and that you're therefore not ready, not perceptive to see the signs that there's judgment coming. So The last thing I will add is notice again how much Luke is speaking of the destruction of the temple and how central that is to his understanding of what's going on. It's a cosmic event. The destruction of the temple was a cosmic event. It had reverberations and repercussions in the entire ancient world, particularly in the government of Rome. Romans thought of Jews as this backward, strange people, but it turns out that far from being backwards, the temple itself was the, as if you will, the capital of the world. And when it was destroyed, it brought about great repercussions. This takes us to, in the book of Daniel, the image of the statue with the gold head and the silver shoulders and the bronze, iron legs, and then feet of clay mixed with iron. Remember there that a stone, uncut by human hands, struck the feet, destroyed the statue, and spread throughout the world. I believe that's the church. And I believe those feet mixed with clay, or the legs of iron and the feet mixed with clay and iron, are the Roman Empire. And so there's a cosmic transition that happens because of Jesus' ministry and because of the birth of the church. And he has always called us as a people to be alert, to be tuned in, to have our lamps trimmed with oil, to always be seeking to be cooperating with God in what he's doing in our own hearts, in our own families, in our neighborhoods, in our jobs. So may we be alert. May we be prepared for whenever he comes, whether it's in some movement or judgment in our own day or when he comes in the final day. And may we pray with Christians everywhere, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.